Macmillan Audio presents A Song for No Man's Land by Andy Rennick. Read for you by Tim Gerard Reynolds. Part 1. The Somme. The Fighting Cock's Public House, King's Cross, London. 3rd of January, 1914. He lay on his back, mind reeling as bloodshot eyes focused on stars flitting across the high, smoke-stained beams. Remnants of whiskey tasted sour, a dead rat on his tongue. And he could hear the muffled public house sounds, as if swimming underwater, diving deep into a realm of bitter dreams. The punch knocked Jones clean off his stool, splitting his lip and bruising his jaw, but as he lay, all eyes upon him, and a cold silence descended through the smoke like falling ash, he grinned, because he no longer cared. He had reached the nadir. He'd lost so much money, and they would be coming for him real soon, with balled fists and blazing eyes and harsh words, with bricks and helves, and the pain would follow. He'd follow sour.